today's quote. There are two ways to be happy. Improve your reality or lower your expectations. That's a quote by Jodi Picoult in her 19 minutes. Today's thought. Because happiness is one of those things I deeply desire, I am open to Jodi's advice, even the part about lowering my expectations. Of course, I can see how improving my reality, the life I experience each day, will result in a net increase in my happiness. At first glance, lowering my expectations seems rather counterintuitive. I generally feel that my expectations determine much of what I get in and out of life. If I expect the best, then the best will manifest itself. And while this is mostly correct, for the energy we expel, positive or negative, comes back to us, similarly charged, at the same time. If we keep our expectations from life lower, we will be faced with much less disappointment. Life generally gives us what we need. And when we expect life to give us something in particular, a promotion, a raise, a new relationship, a new job, we are setting ourselves up for disappointment and displeasure. Happiness is there for each of us to realize in our lives, and perhaps improving our experience here in life will bring us more. A simple change in attitude can definitely help us to live our lives more fully. Or maybe just a simple change in our expectations from life and from others will help us to find less disappointment, less discontentment, and more happiness. So, your to-do for today. Try to increase your level of happiness today by improving your experiences or by expecting less. Now ask yourself, what can you do to improve your reality? What do you expect from other people? And are those expectations realistic? What material or financial expectations do you have? Do these expectations add value to your life? And I leave you with another quote. I find my life is a lot easier the lower I keep my expectations. A quote by Bill Watterson.